The University Tower Chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show in which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. On my right, from the Department of English, it's Professor Heather Hill Vasquez.
I'm back.
We are very, very glad to have you back, Heather. How was the first week back in the saddle?
Pretty good, pretty good. My study of film class, as I was saying earlier before we went on air, is full.
Awesome.
Very full. And I'm looking forward to diving into some new areas of study with my students. So, good.
Tell everybody about the theme for this class, because I guarantee that was at least partly the reason why so many people signed up.
Well, we're going to be looking at movies such as Black Panther and Wonder Woman and Get Out, and exploring essentially a theme that I'm kind of calling, does it take a superpower or the supernatural to fight inequality?
Very, very cool.
So,
cool stuff.
Yeah.
Continuing around the table, Professor Kendra Evans is here from Chemistry and Biochemistry. Her trusty copy of, what do we got here?
Chemistry.
Oh, Brown and LeMay.
The Central Science Brown and LeMay.
Yes.
And how much does one of those go for on the open market?
As opposed to the black market.
I feel like the whole thing is like $250 or something, and then you have to purchase the homework separately.
Mm.
And my colleague chose this book, and I graciously did not require everybody to pick a different book. However, unfortunately, everybody didn't come immediately from her class, and so they might have to get this book anyway.
Oh, no.
It's heartbreaking.
No. Now, I have a question, because I don't require textbooks in my classes. So you pay $250 for it, but what do you sell it back for?
Less than half.
Less than that.
Yeah, it's a lot less. And a lot of students keep their textbooks in the sciences,
well,
if they're
sure.
science majors, but not everybody. Some people are not keepers.
Okay.
Hoarders, if you will. I'm a hoarder.
I think somewhere I still have a copy of Leninger's
biochemistry. Biochem?
That's
about
awesome.
20 editions ago, perhaps. Oh, it's dark blue. I remember that.
Did wow. you study biochemistry?
I had a course in biochemistry.
Oh, oh. Awesome.
Jim, you scared me. I thought you were going to tell us you had a copy of the Ten Commandments or something like that. Original copies.
Hand-carved.
Those, of course, are the vocal tones of one Professor Jim Tubbs from
yes.
Religious Studies.
Yes.
You'd be way less likely to have something, quote-unquote, ancient like the Ten Commandments. You'd have, like, an original White Star Line pamphlet.
Oh, yes,
like that.
Yes, that would be much
that
more
would
like
be
it.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Or like a ticket stub or something mm-hmm. like that, signed mm-hmm. by Leo DiCaprio.
Enjoy your cruise on the Titanic.
Or a poster.
Safest ship afloat.
An Isaac the bartender and Jim photo or something like that.
How does 2019 find you, Jim?
Oh, so far so good. Yes.
Excellent.
I had a good holiday down south. Mm. Saw a lot of folks. Ate a lot.
Great. A man who said that he stayed local, but then actually went to Traverse City.
That's local.
I'm calling that up. Professor
DiMaggio
is here.
I'm Matt. Welcome back.
How are you?
Good, I'm good.
Where do you stay when you go up to Traverse City?
I have friends who own a home near Interlochen.
Okay.
So
that's right.
They're gracious
right.
enough to let me stay there. Usually at the holidays, they go on. They were on a trip to Hawaii.
Sure.
Oh. So
sure.
They were happy to let me stay in the snowy Traverse City area.
I bet it was gorgeous, though.
It was beautiful. Actually, the only day it snowed so bad that they actually canceled the cherry drop, which is why most people go up there.
Oh, no.
But they had to actually cancel it, which is pretty
That's
shocking.
The New Year's celebration.
It is, yes. Yeah. So they have a big ball in the shape of a cherry.
Oh.
Cherry drop.
Why did they cancel it?
Because the snow was bad, and they didn't want the volunteers to have to venture out, and it was pretty significant.
The climate can really vary from place to place within our state, even
However,
the lower peninsula.
For the first time, I got a chance to try out my new Subaru,
Ooh.
And I am very pleased with
What
this.
Kind of
Good.
Subaru?
A Crosstrek.
Oh, and nice.
It was beautiful.
It's the orange one out there, in case you want to.
Oh, check I wondered whose car that was.
You know, they canceled the whatever it was going to be drop downtown Detroit this year for lack of interest or something like that.
Really?
No, they moved it.
Oh, they moved
it? They moved it to Beacon Park.
Oh, okay. All right. It just wasn't technically super downtown.
Did you go down?
No, I did not.
Got it.
New Year's Eve, I lay low.
Yeah.
I'm not one for venturing out to be one with the crazies like myself.
Talk about film. So we got pizza. We're kind of stuck inside New Year's Eve, and we're on Hulu looking for a movie. And somebody recommended to me to watch This Is the End.
Mm.
Have you seen it?
No.
That's the worst movie ever made. And then the only other one that's a little bit worse is the other one that he's in. That's just like it. The Costco one.
I'm not really sure what to make of it, but we didn't watch the whole thing.
Is this where the world is about to end?
Yes, except for everything inside the house of James Franco. And it was just...
You could not watch the whole thing. It's impossible.
It was just... I didn't know what to make of it. So we decided... Other things were probably
what so
worth
did you have
watching.
Like a genie
Kendra
kind of
feels
New Year's?
Very strongly about this.
It was the worst movie of all time. I mean, literally, it was the worst movie. There's some other bad movies. There's nothing worse than this movie.
Worse
and
than Hudson Hawk.
Like
I know your opinion.
Yeah. No, and then the other one that he was in, the Costco one. It's like right along. It must have been made by the same people. There's some overlapping actors, not the same. Did you see that one?
No.
They're getting attacked by aliens in Costco.
In Costco. Were they supersized aliens?
I don't remember clearly. It wasn't good. It was
I don't
very
usually
good.
Have that problem in Costco.
Sometimes some lines, yes. But yeah. No
especially
aliens.
On sample day.
Yeah. Right before Saturday. I came over to moderate this panel, I was checking the headlines in the Detroit Free Press, and there was something about national news and something about local layoffs, and the third headline was, local Costco already sold out of big bucket of mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that.
That 20,
what?
27 that,
it doesn't
bucket.
Even matter what it what? Is. It's mac a headline. It's what more can you say?
But do they have the 7-pound bucket of Nutella still?
Wow.
Said the vocal tones of Professor Dave Chow from the College for Creative Studies.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
That Nutella was as big as a kid's head. That's all I got to say.
That sellout reminds me of my parents live in Cary, North Carolina, and the first Trader Joe's in that area around Raleigh opened right down the street from them several years ago. And I happened to be down there for a Christmas holiday and walked down to the store because it was just a couple of miles from their house. And it had been open, I think, 2 weeks at that point. And I walked in the door and just had to crack up laughing because, like, the shelves were bare. People had just come in and bought everything that was there, and they couldn't restock it fast enough.
Oh,
so it was
gosh.
Different enough to where it was, you know, people were swarming in and just buying everything.
So for
everything
them, it was a novelty, though.
Yes.
Wow.
Because I heard that was the way it was at White Castle in Las Vegas.
But then I remember White Castle in that.
Popeyes in Windsor was also that way, too, for about a year.
Oh, my gosh. Well, folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. It's been a while since a good, solid set of questions about fast food or food in general. If you stump the panel, you win an autographed photograph of the Ask the Professor panel and the ATP mug. And if you don't stump the panel, you can win a prize, too. The autograph photograph. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/ATP or find us on Facebook. I'd also like to mention, just because it took a young person, i.e. my oldest son, to tell me, if you have any kind of the mass-marketed smart speakers and say, play the last episode of Ask the Professor, it just boots up. And I was pretty disturbed to hear my voice in my own dining room coming out of the corner speaker. So feel free to do it. It finds it on the web and starts playing the last episode. So ask Alexa or Google or Apple or whatever you're doing, whenever you want to.
That's
you know,
I like my speakers less intelligent.
Dumb speakers, please.
Yes.
I have just a couple leftover questions, bits and pieces left over from a question set we started in 2018. It's taken us a whole year to do these, from Frank Burrow. So we could just finish him up real quick. He had sent us a nice little potpourri. What was the first nationally televised color TV program in the U.S.? It's tied to the holidays.
Was it a movie?
It was 1954. It was not a movie. It was a live
54.
Event. Something what? Very colorful.
The parade?
A very specific parade.
Rose. The Macy's?
Rose, it's the Rose Parade.
Oh, the Rose
it was a tournament
okay.
of roses. Yeah. 1954. The nice. First color TV
wonder who
program.
Had a color television to watch
yeah,
it on
say.
In 1954.
Regis Philbin. Oh. I don't know.
What is added to copper to make the alloy bronze?
Uh-oh,
tin.
I don't know
tin.
That.
Tin
yeah.
is added.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
Atomic number.
Saves the day.
We've got the brown and the May there. We could always look
yeah,
at it.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I figure I should know because my wife's been working the foundry for the last couple months.
That's
I should,
right.
I should
That's
answer
right.
that one too. So, my bad.
Speaking of metal, let's see what metal you have for this question about metals. Steeltown, United States, is definitely Pittsburgh. Okay. What's Steeltown, Canada?
Ooh.
Ooh, Hamilton?
Hamilton is what it says. Oh, very nice. Absolutely.
Okay, the only reason it's kind of across from Pittsburgh, I figure it's on the shipping route-ish? Yeah,
possibly.
Okay. Yeah.
Hmm. Good thinking. That was good logic.
Absolutely.
Problem solving.
My Dr. Science episode.
Critical thinking.
Critical thinking.
Whatever happened to Dr. Science?
I don't know. I miss him.
Went off the air, huh?
I know.
Yeah. What U.S. president was the one who dedicated the final, the complete Washington Monument?
Rutherford B. Hayes?
That's not what it says, but you're in the wheelhouse. It's that era, for sure.
Grover Cleveland.
Nope.
Roosevelt.
No.
I think about gigantic mutton chops on this guy.
Gigantic mutton chops.
Garfield? No.
No.
Let me think.
Not Garfield.
Hayes.
Hope? Mutton chops.
Cleveland.
I really don't know the president.
Hold on.
It's tough.
Who was that guy? I could picture him. Not Buchanan.
The only president that we could have nicknamed Chet.
Chester A. Arthur.
Chet Lemon?
Chet Lemon, yeah. Yes. Chet Lemon loves you. Okay, the actor Anson Williams played Potsy Weber on Happy Days and is actually related to a world-famous physician. Who is it? Who is
Doctor?
Doctor Spock.
Doctor Ruth.
Doctor Potsy.
Doctor Spock or Ruth?
What about Doctor Williams?
Yeah, Doctor.
Can we get away with that guess?
I'll tell you what. Anson's full name is Anson Williams. Last name that would completely give it away. This is an international sort of piece of being a physician for
Dr.
sure.
Doctor Freud.
Yeah.
Freud, I mean, you're filling it in. That's the way to do it. It's not Freud.
I know it's not Freud.
That's a good way to do it. So it's not medical?
It's medical.
It is a medical.
Medical doctor.
Totally medical.
Totally.
Totally. Totally radical, too. You know, it's Dr. Heimlich. It's his uncle is the Heimlich maneuver guy. Yeah, so.
Should have done this, Matt.
No, done this.
Dan's giving me the I'm choking. The universal symbol for I'm choking.
Yeah, and Jim's giving me the chicken dance over there.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thanks to Professor Evans, we still have a few sets of questions from your students from last semester.
They say thanks to me, too.
Yes. So this is a set of questions written by biochem junior John Ruskus. And they're sort of all over the place, but they're fun. Let's see. In what year did the Detroit Tigers begin playing for the American League?
1912?
No, it was earlier.
06.
Nope.
1894.
It was actually later. But it was a good guess.
No, 1902.
It's 1901. They are the second charter member of the American League.
Wow. One
of
who was the first
franchise? I think it's the Yankees. However, the Yankees weren't called the Yankees when they joined. So it's we're the oldest standing single name franchise in all of modern sport.
Huh.
The Detroit Tigers.
And then what was the controversy between Tiger Stadium and Fenway? They're open supposedly the same year.
Day within hours
of each
other. Yeah, and
then Fenway just, we're going to open a little earlier or something.
They did it
like
on
that.
Purpose. Yeah.
No comment.
So, do you know the reason why two leagues were formed?
I mean, there were rules differences in the beginning. I don't remember exactly what they were.
Probably travel, too. When you
travel. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. How many World Series did the Tigers win in the 20th century?
Five.
Says here four.
Darn.
I'm pretty sure that is also the total number of World Series wins of the Tigers during the 1900s.
84, 65,
68.
We can't forget about Tom Stanton, so that was 35, I believe. And another one somewhere in there.
Greenberg-ish years, that's all.
Yes, that's right. That's right. So they haven't won, but we've been to the series twice in the 2000s. Not the same.
Froze my butt off at that game, too. So.
Yes, yes. Okay. Who was the director of the Lord of the Rings film trilogy?
Peter Jackson.
Peter Jackson, that's right. Absolutely correct. What is the painting La Gioconda more commonly known as?
The Mona Lisa.
My first grader came home with a hastily sketched Mona Lisa just on a random piece of paper. And I said, did you draw this? The report was no. I'm like, it's still in your backpack. Like, where did this come from? Like, I very
you
interesting.
You gotta start somewhere.
Very interesting. I don't know. What does modern history view to be the year that the Cold War ended?
It's a good question.
No, it doesn't say that here. Actually,
let's see. I was in school. 89?
The earlier eight,
It says 89 okay. is what okay. it says. Okay. 1989, which I believe is fall of the Berlin Wall. Yes. Right?
Yeah, so, that's what I was thinking because I remember that thing coming down.
Something formal. 1990 was a very, very good way to bridge that question. What does the term piano mean when it's featured in concert music?
Soft.
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 Quiet.
Very soft. To drop a piano on someone, that's what it means. In what year was the University of Michigan founded?
18...
In Detroit.
1837?
They just celebrated a really big anniversary.
17?
1817. Yep, 1817. So they've been around for a while. And last, but most certainly not least, what element would you say that trees store the most in their tissues?
Carbon.
Carbon. That's a pretty good guess.
Carbon. Yes, yeah, absolutely. Living material.
Living material. Way to go. Yeah, we smoked, John. We beat his butt to the ground.
Okay. 2 points.
I wouldn't put it that way.
It's just the way it's going to happen.
Do they get extra points if they stump us?
Yeah.
Is that part of the
deal? You get 3 points?
Of course, it's done and over with.
Oh. It's an Ask the Professor flashback. 1995.
Our next little bit of questions comes from Dirt Man.
Oh, oh good. Dirt Man. Not again.
From Kindy, Michigan. Oh, yes.
Kindy. Is that someone new?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Well, but Dirt Man's been around.
You know Dirt Man.
Aren't we going to Kindy? One of our road trips?
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised.
There's good bowling.
Is that where it is?
I didn't know that.
It's a great place.
Where's Kindy?
Here,
thumb.
Dan, it's in the thumb.
Of Indiana?
All of us carry the map of the state around with us on our bodies.
Right. Massachusetts is supposed to be doable, too. You just put your hand into these weird contortions.
Oh, is that?
This is Massachusetts.
George is making a threatening, perhaps obscene gesture.
Well, Dirt Man wants to know.
How do you say Cape Cod in Italian?
All right, here's some fun. Dear profs, the last time I sent in questions, it was on nicknames. This time around, I'm sending a list of automotive names.
Ooh,
it'll be up to the profs to come up with manufacturers. Some are from defunct companies long gone. Some of the cars are currently still being built, but I figured for a Detroit-based panel, coming up with car manufacturers should be relatively easy.
Oh,
holy smokes. I wish I graded like this. 85% passing.
Ooh.
If any of the panelists happen to own one of these vehicles... A bonus point may be awarded.
Kendra Evans bonus point.
Yes. Please enjoy Beverly Hollis of Redmond, Washington. That's fantastic.
Ooh, Redmond.
I cannot wait. Redmond is where Microsoft is, I want to
say.
Yeah, I
think so. Right? Wow. Yeah. Well, I got my PhD at UW.
So.
Oh, by the way, which UW campus were you at?
The main one.
Okay.
Main campus.
We were there. Yeah. We loved it.
It's beautiful, gorgeous. Isn't it? Yeah.
Oh.
Coming across the bridge and looking at the campus. That's a great view of it.
And seeing Mount Rainier from the campus. Yeah.
And the Tacoma campus isn't too bad either.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty as well, yeah.
Love the art museum and the glass museum.
I know.
We got there for free.
Murano. Not Murano. What's his name?
Chihuly.
Chihuly, yeah.
Sure.
Dayo.
Dayo.
So it looks like for this question set, I'm going to give you a model.
Okay.
And you're going to tell me the manufacturer.
Okay.
A Chieftain.
Ford.
It's not a Ford.
Pontiac.
Pontiac.
I think my dad, that was my dad's first vehicle with power brakes.
Ford Chieftain sounds better than Pontiac Chieftain.
It sort of does. Sort of. However, Pontiac was a chieftain in
right.
American history.
Right. That's yeah. So, yeah.
You know,
oh, okay.
I think that's where it came from.
I think that's it.
A truck?
Yeah.
No, it's
not
a car.
I don't know.
It's a car.
I think it's a regular sedan-ish.
I'm thinking of something else.
With a hopped-up engine.
Probably.
Hmm. How about... It doesn't get more interesting than this. Imagine you go to the dealer and you request to take a test drive of a Patrician.
Packard?
It was a Packard, yeah.
That would fit.
Jim, yeah. You're pretty Patrician. Incredible. You're pretty incredible.
Well, for any company whose motto is ask a man who owns one.
That Patrician. Was Packard's?
Yeah.
So you're still driving a Patrician, that's what you're telling
no.
us.
No.
Okay, got it. I just think that that's just about the most... Interesting word I can think to name a car.
Now, I have a question. Is there such a thing as a patrician? You know, like a
oh, yeah.
What is it?
A patrician refers to the sort of regalness of someone, the carriage of them as being upper class.
Right.
So a patrician, as opposed to a plebeian,
right.
would be someone who is upper class, socioeconomic.
Wow. Does that obviously relate to the same word as patriarch?
I was going to say
yes.
usually a male.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
So
male privilege.
Mm-hmm. How about Delta 88?
Oldsmobile. I used to have one of those.
Oh, my God.
There you go. My multiple bonus points.
People who have
I had a friend who had one.
Wow.
That was a very, very hot selling car for a long time.
Oh, my gosh.
It was spacious enough.
That's incredible. I'm going to say it wrong. I mean, I know that you guys are going to recognize it when I mispronounce it, but I'll try anyway. It's a Sirocco or Scirocco?
Sirocco.
That's a Volkswagen.
Yeah. It's a V-dub. Yes, yeah. That's right. I can't picture the model.
It looks like the little pre-golf. Sporty thing.
Okay.
The pre-golf thing.
Yeah, so. It was pre-golf.
Oh, golf.
A golf.
In vibrant colors.
Of course. How about a Cedric? C-E-D-R-I-C.
Cedric? Oh my
God. It's a Cedric.
It sounds more like a sandwich.
Or a guy.
Or a comedian.
Toyota.
Cedric. It's not Toyota.
Just randomly guessing.
It is one of the classic 80s, 90s growth Japanese companies, though. Not Toyota, though.
It's not the Honda. Not a Honda.
Not a Honda.
Cedric.
We got to look this up.
What's that other one? The Toyota spinoff.
Scion?
Yeah.
I'll probably give it away by saying that it's probably one of the only car companies that starts with the letter N.
Nissan.
Oh, yes.
Exactly. I never heard of a Cedric. I don't remember.
Cedric.
That sounds made up.
Maybe it wasn't widely used here.
It does. Maybe. So did Patricia, by the way.
It didn't sell well, obviously.
How about a torpedo? Everybody knows a torpedo. We see those at the Dream.
Hudson.
No, it wasn't Hudson.
Doggone, now I'm thinking food again. I'm thinking like hoagies and submarines.
Oh, yeah, the guy.
A torpedo.
The guy that only designed Tucker.
You know, it's not Tucker. It's actually the same as one of the other companies you've already mentioned, and it's a local company, quote unquote, that went defunct fairly recently.
Pontiac.
It was a Pontiac torpedo.
Two Pontiacs.
Yes, yeah. Two Pontiacs on the list. How about, this is one definitely from my generation. Mystique.
Mercury.
It was a Mercury.
Oh.
It was a Mercury.
Oh. I drew those.
I could see Matt in a Mystique.
Oh my gosh, I drove a Mystique once.
Kate Jackson was the spokesperson for those.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh,
Charlie's Kate Angels Kate Jackson.
I had to draw her all the time.
Wow, lucky guy. Lucky, lucky guy.
Watch how you say that.
Okay. How about an SQ7? There is a company out there that pretty much names all its models using letters and numbers.
Oh,
it's this one.
Audi.
It's Audi, okay. Yes. If I have to see one more Audi December to Remember commercial over the holidays, it drives me absolutely crazy.
And the music isn't as good as Lexus either.
Yeah,
that's a nice tune there in Lexus.
And who puts that huge bow on a car anyway?
I don't know why I've never received a big bow on my cars when I get them. It's
because
just
you haven't gotten a Lexus.
Oh, right. In Christmas time, yeah.
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 A Christmas Lexus.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has to be specifically at Christmas.
She bought him a smartwatch in that commercial. He bought her two cars.
Yes.
I'm like, there's something out of whack here, and I just don't know what it is. How about a Katera? You probably know what a Katera is.
Is that Oldsmobile?
It was a fairly, that's the last 20 years, local company.
Oh, it was the... Was it Chevy, Cadillac, and Pontiac? It's one of the three.
You're right.
They have the same base.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a Chevy.
It's a Caddy is what
Cadillac.
It says.
It's a Cadillac.
It was the Cadillac.
It was the Chevy Cavalier for Cadillac.
The little one.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. How about, this is actually a fairly common model even to this day, Tribute.
Mazda.
Okay. Yep. I was about to say, Ford owned about 40% of this company until
fairly
recently.
Yeah, they're in Flat Rock, weren't they?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How about Ascent?
Oh, that's Subaru.
It's a Subaru. Yeah,
there
it
you
is.
Go, Dan.
Dan's a Subaru.
Is that spelled with a C?
Or
A-S-C-E-N-T.
Or is it two words? Ascent.
Ascent.
That's how I heard it. I was like,
sorry. Both of you laughed, and I was like, was it
malodorous?
No, but that's what I thought too. I'm like, it's a singular smell.
I mean, penny.
Yeah. How
about another local?
That's funny.
Another local. Journey.
Oh,
Journey.
Dodge. It's a Dodge.
Dodge.
Yes. Dave knows all that these from his storyboarding car commercials.
Dodge Journey. That's on a neon frame.
That sounds about right. Oh, the neon. Oh, my Lord. Oh, the
Dodge neon.
Neon.
The bubble eyes. The frog face.
The the guy that sold burgers and fries and stuff out of a truck right outside the Illinois chemistry building, his name was Darold. I've never met a man and probably never will again. His name is Darold. And he had an advertisement up once. I just went there so often. It's a little bit weird. He called me Whiskers. He never learned my name, but I always had a beard. And so he's like, oh, Whiskers, what do you want today? Like, gave me a nickname. He's selling his, you know, sort of classic car, and it was a Dodge. But he always called it his Dodge Brothers. Putting my Dodge Brothers up for sale. And I'm like, are you from 1912? Like, I don't understand. Like, the Dodge Brothers are buried within a couple miles of my house. I know who the Dodge Brothers are. Oh, my gosh. How about, look, what was the one? Cedric was the yes. person's name? How about the Darren? D-A-R-R-I-N.
It sounds like something from Bewitched.
It does. How many Darrens do you know? Darren.
Are they two different Darrens?
Oh, that's the joke. I'm familiar with it. I can't picture the car. It's a German name that starts with the letter K. As in the leader of the Germans or
Kaiser?
The ruler. It's the Kaiser was the name of the company.
I sort
of know it, no. sort of don't know it. Let's finish with a couple Henry that I J. think you might know. How about Aura?
Saturn.
A-U-R-A. That's
yeah. Saturn.
I drove one.
Yeah. Yep. There you go. Okay.
Hey,
third bonus point.
Yeah. We're at 100%, obviously. 100+%. Last one, Insignia. Very rare, very high-end car company.
Hyundai?
Not Hyundai.
Genesis?
Not one we've heard so far.
It's not Rolls?
Nope. No, not Rolls.
BMW. Jaguar?
No, it's not a Jaguar.
Insignia?
It's not Mercedes.
Insignia. It's not Mercedes. No.
It's not BMW.
It's Acura.
I couldn't even tell you, aside from an auto show, where I've ever even seen something like this.
Does it begin with a B?
Porsche?
It starts with the letter O.
Oh.
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 Oh. Oh.
Named after a semi-precious stone.
Opal?
Opal.
It's opal. It's an opal insignia.
Well, it's an opal.
That's German Chevrolet.
It's the German Chevrolet?
Yeah.
O-P-E-L?
The Chevrolet company owned, I don't think they still do, but they owned Opal
like
in Germany.
Vauxhall
was the British, and Opal was the German.
Okay, gotcha. All right, well, my bad for leading you down the primrose path. But, okay, it's time for our favorite thing to do at the end of the show here, ATP Favorites. Heather, unfortunately, you missed all the chances to do this last fall, so we're going to put the burden on you.
Oh, my goodness.
Come up with a quantity that you want all the panelists to chime in quickly with regard to
or
being
quality.
The favorite of something. Pick a favorite.
I'm confused. You have to
like pick a favorite food or a favorite
what would you want us to tell you us your favorites of?
Bulbs for planting.
Oh, my wife did get an orchid. Can you plant an orchid bulb? Is that possible?
Not in this climate.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Well, it's in our house.
Yeah. Tulips, just because they're easy.
Tulips.
Oh.
Hyacinth.
Oh, we have a couple hyacinths. And your response to this question is?
Hyacinths are wonderful. Daffodils?
Daffodils.
And the deer won't eat them.
And the deer won't eat them.
There you go. That's half the battle.
Sadly, that's all the time we have for our show today. We'd like to thank the panel going around the table. Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Maggio.
Always a pleasure.
Professor Tubbs.
See you later.
Professor Evans.
Have a good one.
Professor Hill Vasquez.
This has been quite enjoyable.
And now, these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM. Or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed today by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mile.